The following program is brought to you by Total Theater Online. The views expressed do not necessarily represent those of the staff or management of WGBB. You're listening to the station that serves your community, 1240 WGBB. And now it's time for Dave's Gone By with David Lefkowitz.
Tropical hot dog night. Like two flamingos in a fruit fight. Every color of day. Whirling around at night.
Season's greetings, everyone. Welcome to the holiday edition of Dave's Gone By, an hour of talk radio, comedy, music, and Tinseltown Rebellion coming to you live from Santa's Perverted Workshop in Merrick, Long Island. Actually, Santa is in Freeport. The elves are in the sweatshop here. It's our 12th show, appropriate for the 12 days of you-know-what. We call this one Yule Lageria, although actually it'll be a pretty musical show. I'm Dave. Dave Lefkowitz, radio personality, journalist, critic, cynic, and fun-loving Scrooge. So, we'll be hearing a pretty wide mix of holiday tunes this hour. Everything from Tiny Tim to Simon and Garfunkel, from Wild Man Fisher to Lady Miss Ida Mae Roosevelt, and from Lucinda Williams to a special guest musical appearance by Rabbi Saul Solomon. All this, plus the news gone by, God himself couldn't have made a better show. I will caution listeners, as I do every week, that Dave's Gone By is a show for grown-ups, so put your children to bed. And if they have visions of sugar plums dancing in their heads, definitely get them therapy. And we begin our weekly therapy session with a News Gone By right after this message. Broadway, off-Broadway, cabaret. These are magical words conjuring up a universe of great entertainment. If you want to know everything about what's happening on the stages of New York, you need to get Performing Arts Insider magazine. For 60 years, Performing Arts Insider has been a bible of the industry. It tells you when shows are opening and closing, what they're about, who's in it, designers, writers, composers, contacts for producers and managers, box office info, parental guides, everything you need to know if you care about theater, opera, and dance too. As the chief editor of Backstage put it, Performing Arts Insider is who, what, where, and when, all the facts at your fingertips. For more information, how to subscribe or get a sample issue, call 516-295-1511 or go to www.totaltheater.com and click on Performing Arts Insider. Dave here. I want to give a plug to Don Lewis, host of Entertainment Long Island, Sunday nights at 10. It's an hour of interviews and advice about how to get started as a performer, be it for business or a hobby. Every show has trivia, nostalgia, live music by Eddie Hug and the Moonshiners, and Don's a real pro. He puts on a good show. So give a listen to Entertainment Long Island, 10 p.m. Sundays on WGBB, because the stage is a world of entertainment. Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. It's time for the News Gone By, a look at events of the past week from a one-horse open perspective. In political news, former Vice President Al Gore has dropped out of the 2004 presidential race. Gore told the press that another run against George W. Bush would, quote, inevitably focus on the past, unquote, rather than give voters something new to get excited about. Since Gore was considered something of a front-runner, the field has opened up a bit. The new man to beat just might be Gore's 2000 running mate, Joseph Lieberman. After all, with America fighting terrorism, salvaging a recessed economy, waging war, and making decisions about abortion, cloning, and health care, Joe Lieberman's courageous stand against violence in Hollywood movies is so important. Other possible candidates are Tom Daschle, the anthrax guy, Dick Gephardt, Reverend Al Sharpton, John Kerry, and Vermont Governor Howard Dean. They say John Edwards also has a shot, especially because he can communicate with dead people. In other step-down news, Mississippi Senator Trent Lott finally got the point and got off the pot. He should have realized his comments at Strom Thurmond's 100th birthday party were so stupid, no apology he could make, and he made a million of them, would do any good. So, after clinging to his job like Star Jones to a Krispy Kreme, Lott finally stepped down as GOP leader. Or, as he put it, "I made all those phony apologies for nothing?" And, speaking of two-faced politicians, guess who pled guilty to tax evasion and mail fraud this week? Former Ku Klux Klansman and Louisiana Representative David Duke. He faces more than a year in prison and a $10,000 fine. Duke was a subject of our World Weird Web segment a few weeks ago, though strangely enough, his official website, www.duke.org, makes no mention of the felony charges and his admission of guilt, or the fact that donations to Duke's organization helped fund his trips to gambling casinos on the mainland and in the Bahamas. So it now becomes clear why Duke has been on such an anti-Semitic jag the past couple of years. Of course Jews have all the money. When Jews gamble, they take a bus to Atlantic City, get the free buffet, and they spend no more than $100 of their own money. When a white supremacist gambles, he goes first class, takes business lunches and deducts twice their value, and he spends $100,000 of other people's money while claiming poverty. Before the indictment, Duke had been on a speaking tour of Russia and Europe, pushing his concept of white survival. But I think a better term for it is anti-Darwinism. On the education front, officials at Los Angeles Valley College recently set a speed limit of 4 miles per hour for wheelchairs, hoping to keep pedestrians from getting hurt. Administration Vice President Tom Jacobsmeyer told the Associated Press he proposed the rule after seeing a student going very fast in a wheelchair and nearly hitting someone. "It's a safety issue, pure and simple," Jacobsmeyer said. Other new safety rules for disabled students and teachers include no inserting the bottoms of crutches into pencil sharpeners to create a weapon. It's forbidden to hand heavily shaken, unopened cans of ginger ale to epileptic war veterans and say, "Pull the pin!" And, in the cafeteria, you must wait for the lunch lady to hand you a donut and not spear for it with your hook. This week in crime, a Baltimore jury acquitted a man who shot and wounded the priest he said molested and abused him. Dante Stokes shot Reverend Maurice Blackwell in the hand and hip, but he was convicted of 3 minor offenses, none of which involved jail time. Stokes was found not guilty of attempted murder, assault, or even using a handgun to commit a violent crime. Apparently, Stokes' lawyers argued that he shot the priest in self-defense. Stokes saw a gob of semen coming at his face and, fearing blindness, fired back. For his penance, the priest must never have contact with altar boys again, leading Blackwell to say, quote, "No big deal. Without the use of my hand, it's no fun anyway." More violent news. In Massapequa, 21-year-old Stephen Murphy was indicted on second-degree murder charges for beating his infant son to death. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Murphy allegedly got so angry at 9-month-old Kahim, he broke ribs on both sides of the boy's body and left knuckle bruises on the heart and lungs. The force of his blows literally split the child's liver in half. The reason for Murphy's rage? He got angry at Kahim for making duty in his diaper. The ironic twist is that if Murphy goes to prison, he'll be much more worried about what's going into his ass than out of it. In further crime news, the local outlet of OTB, Off-Track Betting, has picked its new head of human resources, Patrick Williams. If the name sounds familiar, that's because Williams was once the deciding vote Democrat in the Nassau County Legislature. If the name sounds extra familiar, that's because just a month ago, Williams pled guilty to federal conspiracy charges and was sentenced to 6 months home detention. Williams admitted he fraudulently inflated the incomes of 11 minority families who were trying to get mortgages. Asked why he hired a felon to run a gambling operation, the general manager of Nassau Regional OTB told Newsday, quote, "I had an opening and I immediately thought of Patrick. I'm not happy he was available under these circumstances, but I'm happy he's with us." So are Williams' low-income constituents, who say that Williams has promised to amend the rules at Aqueduct and Belmont in their favor. Under a plan called Affirmative Transaction, bettors making less than $30,000 a year who put $5 on a 5-to-1 shot will actually be putting $50 on a 50-to-1 shot. Asked if he thinks he can get away with this well-meaning but unfair practice, William said, "You bet." In cutesy news, children all over America are sending letters to Santa Claus, with the U.S. Postal Service enlisting volunteers to help sort the mail and write responses. According to Newsday, letters from needy families are separated from those whose kids appear to be more well-to-do. For example, the children of a special education class in New York City asked for such presents as a math book, a spinning top, and colored pencils for school. Children of a special education class for the severely retarded asked for such items as a half-eaten onion, 3 fingernails, and a bigger helmet for their favorite superhero, I Can Tie My Shoes Man. Some grown-ups wrote in to Santa, too, seeking personal growth or sometimes a life partner. One 50-year-old man, desperately seeking the perfect woman, wrote to Chris Kringle, care of Santa's workshop, the North Pole, for help. His co-workers mocked him, saying, "You're wasting your time. It's just a myth. It doesn't exist." And the middle-aged man said, "I know, but maybe Santa can get me a 40-year-old divorcee who isn't too annoying." In entertainment news, New Jersey's George Street Playhouse is premiering a new play by the legendary Arthur Lawrence, author of The Time of the Cuckoo, Jolson Sings Again, and the books for the musicals Gypsy and West Side Story. Lawrence's new play is called The Vibrator. I kid you not, it stars veteran actors Elizabeth Wilson and Tom Aldridge as an elderly couple rekindling their marriage. This is the actual description of the play from the theater's press release. In The Vibrator, a New Jersey couple in their 70s move into a gated adult community in Florida. Stumbling upon an unexpected item, the couple discovers what it is that makes them younger than their children. Well, kind of makes me wonder if there's a scene where the wife crouches down and starts singing, "There's gonna be a rumble tonight," or, considering Arthur Lawrence's sexual orientation, maybe the husband breaks into a chorus of, "I feel pretty and witty and gay." Still, it remains to be seen how suburban audiences will react to a play with a sexual toy at its center. Broadway still hasn't forgotten the disastrous one-night flop by Tennessee Williams' three-speed quivering butt plug with reamer and attachable felch mask. It closed after one performance, but the cast party ran for weeks. And that's the news gone by for December 22nd, 2002. Send in your comments, opinions, and schoolgirl crushes to Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062, or email us at davesgoneby@aol.com. Please, no fruitcakes. That would be redundant. Start spreading the news. There's a new magazine in town with the latest stories and reviews about everything on stage. On and Off Magazine is a glossy, full-color guide to theater, dance, comedy, and cabaret in New York City. The best part is, it's free. You can find On and Off around town at theaters, restaurants, hotels, and community and information centers. Visit www.onandoffstage.com for more information, and let On and Off be your guide. Welcome back to the Dave's Gone By Holiday Show. Hope you've been enjoying the music, both holy and moly. We've got something really special right now, something not heard on this station since 1954. In fact, it may never have been heard. As you know, WGBB is one of the oldest radio stations in the country. I think it's 77 years at this point. And it's always had eclectic but local programming with a long tradition of black and country gospel. Well, one of the most popular hosts 50-odd years ago was someone named Lady Miss Ida Mae Roosevelt. I think she was in her late 70s, belonged to a Baptist church out in what was then the Boondocks in western Suffolk. And Lady Miss Ida Mae's show, judging by people who remember her, was a mix of religious preaching, advice, asking for donations, and songs that she would make up when the spirit moved her. Now, ordinarily, we wouldn't have such a clear idea of who Ida Mae was or her show. She's been off the air since 1958. And WGBB has never been in the habit of recording its programming, so there's no permanent archive, as far as I know. It's all lost in the ozone. However, this one time, just by fluke, the station was apparently having signal trouble, and it was Christmas, so all the big technical people were gone. So the engineers told the show hosts, "Look, We might lose power in the middle of the show, or the signal might conk out. Nothing we can do. But one engineer was extra conscientious. He set up a reel-to-reel tape and recorded the programming, on the odd chance that the signal would go off. That way, the show could be played back another time. I don't know if they ever lost power that night, but the important thing is that the audio tape survives. We found it in a back room at the station, under a pile of trophies for James Hodge. I've given it a listen, and it's pretty fabulous, just for nostalgia value. She had the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot, and this is an excerpt from the middle of the show, just to get a taste of what she sounded like Christmas Day so many years ago, Lady Miss Ida May Roosevelt, on Dave's Gone By. It's queuing up now.
Welcome back, beloved listeners. This is Ida May, coming to you live from my daddy's farmhouse in Wyandanch, Long Island. We're giving you all our love, all our blessings on this Christmas Day, 1954. We be broadcast on WGBB Radio. Hope it's coming through okay. We asked the management for a little signal boost just for our Christmas show, but they having some trouble with the transmitter, so the station manager, he running out to buy some adhesive tape and pipe cleaners, and maybe they get this all fixed up before we through, an hour or so from now. I want to remind you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. He is the body and the spirit. He in your oatmeal in the morning, he in your sandwiches at lunch, and he in your grits at night. He's in the sea, he's in the ocean, he's in your pee, he's in your lotion. He everywhere. And if you don't know where he is, you've got to go and find him, which makes me sing his song. Ooh, gotta go find Jesus. Gotta go look for him. Gotta get your roadmap. Gotta take your children. Gotta take your doggies. Gotta take your chickens. Don't take no elephants. They step on Jesus. And you feel sorry. Hey, everybody say, girl, why you bring that elephant? What are you doing with the elephants? Don't need no animals. Go find Jesus! Ah! Ooh! Ooh! I got the spirit in me! Ooh! Ooh! And I want to remind everybody that the Gospel Truth with Ida May Show is brought to you by the Deer Street General Store. Otis and Cleona have been running that store up on 40 years now, and they are a righteous couple with fair prices and the best 3-cent candies you ever done tasted it. Open every day of the week except God's Day. The Deer Street General Store is your one-stop shop for kitchen appliances, bathroom cleansers, and delicious homemade mints. So stop in the store and tell Otis and Cleola, Jesus loves me. Say it just like that. Jesus loves me. And see what they do. The Deer Street General Store, right on the corner where they had that terrible accident last month. Ooh, did you ever see the likes of that? That car must have been going 20, 25 miles an hour. People, when you get behind the wheel, please remember that God may be in the passenger seat, but you'll be the one driving. And if you're careless and you get yourself killed, you go up on that judgment day and you've got to answer for yourself. Was I a good person? Was I good to my family? Did I give enough to charity? Did I make a left turn into oncoming traffic without using my directional? And you can't lie. Oh, no! Because you know who'll be up there at the pearly gates with a capital J that rhymes with praying. You better do it! Because his name is Jesus, and he watch you driving, and he see you careless. Gonna give you a ticket straight down to Hades. You're gonna dance with the devil. Gonna be in this pitchfork. When you're gonna be with Jesus. Na 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 na. Ah! Oh! Whoa! Woo! Ida May is rocking tonight. Woo! She's rising and shining and giving God her glory, glory. Cause this is the day, Christmas Day, and this. Remember what that's all about. thing about buying expensive presents or wearing a fancy hat to church. Think about whipping up a glazed ham or watching the kids ride their homemade sleds down the landfill. No, ma'am. It's about a man who gave his life so we could live through him. It's about loving our neighbors, honoring our parents, christening our children, and welcoming our friends. And I'm glad you've been welcoming me to your homes on this Christmas Day. You know, I don't get paid for this. I help my daddy on his farm, not bringing little money. But my radio show, I do that because I feel it's my mission to bring the word of Jesus and the power of his name to all of you. So, if you feel the power, if my words burn you with a sacred fire, if you want a tax-deductible way of saying amen, why not dig into your pocketbooks and your wallets and come through with a little thank you to old Ida May. Ain't no obligation. If you don't have it, don't do it. But if you do, and you ain't giving it because you're stingy, remember who else is listening to this show. And who'll be watching you? And how's he gonna feel about one of his children being a big old Scrooge on Christmas? So be generous and give with your heart. 10% of every penny Ida May gets goes to my church. Another 10% goes to my engineer at the station. He sure eat a lot of crullers. I keep telling him, you're filling your body, but not your soul. You're swelling your belly, but you're blind in your mind. He alright though. He just illuminated. And he nice enough to be recording this here show in case we go off the air. So we be taking the station break in a minute or two. Give old Ida May a chance to catch her breaths and do some other things. Takes me a couple of minutes now to get to that tree across the road. So we'll play some music for you. But while I'm gone, I want you to think about Christmas and what it really means. I want you to give yourself over to Jesus. You gotta let him in. Let him come into your heart. Let him come into your body. And if he don't fit, use a lubricant. And when he come for you, or maybe he's some one of them prophets, I want you to tell him Ida May sent you. That the pious shall be uplifted and the wicked cast down. That the good shall be rewarded and the naughty shall get an eternal slap upside their head. And when Jesus do that, it hurt. Cause he got them big, rough carpenter hands. And maybe he still have them spikes in them, so they tear through your cheek pretty good. He smack you around. You say, "Ooh, ooh, isn't Jesus? She's got like that hook there. Gonna knock my teeth out. I'm gonna look real goofy. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth you knocked out. Don't hurt me, Jesus. I made a little boo-boo. I'm gonna change my ways. I ain't gonna covet. No, I ain't gonna gossip. Only on the commandments. Gonna try and keep them. Ooh, but you're gonna have to help me. I know you're busy. Sorry to bother you, but you was hitting me. I learned my lesson. You're my power. You're the only answer. You're my private dancer. Wah! Oh, oh my God. Oh, a few things. Oh, I better take that break now. You're listening to the Gospel Truth with Lady Miss Ida May Roosevelt on WGBB Radium. I'll be back in 2 shakes of a lamb's caboose. Merry Christmas to you, and God bless you.
Cover us up with leaves. Well,
No, that wasn't Frank Sinatra and Bono, nor was it Natalie Cole and her dad. That was, of course, Wildman Fisher, duetting with Dr. Demento off the Fisher King Collection. Before that, Tom Waits and Lady Miss Ida Mae Roosevelt on Dave's Gone By. It's 8:31 p.m., time to welcome back an old friend to the program. He was on the first broadcast, plus he was kind enough to guest host our special Hanukkah celebration. So, just because he's of a different faith, doesn't mean he should be excluded from this Yuletide spectacular. On the contrary, for an Orthodox man, he'll treat us to a rather unorthodox take on an old classic. So, right after the station ID, please welcome back Rabbi Sol Solomon from Temple Sons of Bitches in Great Neck, New York, here with his rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas, Take It Away, Rebbe.
Christmas? More like 12 Days of Tsuris, if you ask me. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nothing. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nothing again. And nothing on the first day, because I'm Jewish. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me one more time. Nothing. Nothing on the second day. Nothing. Goodness, on the first day, I told you I'm Jewish. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me not a damn thing. Nothing on the third day, nothing on the second, nothing at all. Damn it to hell! On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, why was I born? I don't get any presents. Nothing on the third day, nothing on the second, nothing, leave me alone! On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. I don't have a true love. I've been married for 36 years. And I've given her 5 golden rings. Helps me a toit McBunkus with a shrew. Foreskin I don't have. Trinity I don't need. Tu B'Shvat is boring. One mother-in-law I got. You want her? Huh? On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. What have I been saying? Haven't you been listening? I've been getting nothing. Why should I get anything? Can't you tell I'm Jewish? Margie, you retarded. Oi, how I hate the holidays. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Listen, if I didn't get anything on the first 7 days, why the hell would I get something on the eighth? Please, use your brains. Do I look like Santa? Yes, I have a beard. No, I don't have reindeer. I've never seen a reindeer. Although, apparently, they're kosher, but I still didn't get anything on the first day. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me... Now wait. What? Hold on. What was it? I'm thinking it was, Oh, yeah. Nothing! God, I hate this music. Everywhere you go, every radio station, even in the toilets. It belongs in the toilet. It's not like on Hanukkah, we make you listen to the dreidel song in the mall. Whatever happened to separation of church and state? And why does my prostate hurt? Can someone tell me that, huh? Why does my prostate hurt so much? On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me an Uzi so I could shoot myself, so they can bury me in Mount Shoalim Cemetery in Farmingdale. So maybe I'll have a little peace for once. Only the Goyim will show up, and instead of leaving rocks and flowers on my grave, they'll decorate my tombstone with ornaments and lights. Even in death, they torture me. But you know what? It would be worth it, because I'd be dead, and I wouldn't have to wait online for an hour at Kmart to buy a pair of socks, and I wouldn't have to watch uplifting Christmas movies with Tiffany Amber Thiessen in them, and I wouldn't have to hear the phrase stocking stuffer ever again. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me one blood libel. God forbid, I'm just kidding. Look, it could be worse. Jews have it pretty good in this country. We can worship, we can vote, we can buy retail, we can celebrate Hanukkah as if it were Christmas just to make our children really confused. We can live where we want. Well, maybe not certain sections of Scarsdale. We can eat in kosher restaurants. We can run for president. We can control the media, or at least that's what they say. Except, if we did control the media, why the hell are there so many uplifting Christmas movies with Tiffany Amber Thiessen in them? On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me high blood pressure, low blood sugar, 10 oppressive commandments, 9 days of fasting, 8 days of Hanukkah, 7 days of Shiva, 6 days of work. Why was I born? 4 say the questions, 3 things sustain us, 2 sets of dishes, and the cartridge in my Uzi. Merry Christmas, Goyim, happy Hanukkah, Jews, season's greetings, everyone, peace on earth, goodwill for your sofa.
Hi, folks. Dave Lefkowitz here from Dave's Gone By, and I want to tell you about a product, event, or service. I'm going to talk about it for half a minute or a minute. I'm going to make it really interesting, and all my listeners are going to go, hey, maybe I'll try this product, event, or service. It's called advertising or sponsorship, and it's easy, cost-effective, and just plain effective. To get your person, place, or thing, well, not thing, promoted on Dave's Gone By and reach listeners all over Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, and the tri-state area, just give us a call at 516-295-1511 or email us at davesgoneby@aol.com. Check our website, hometown.aol.com/Dave's Gone By, and see sponsorship opportunities, ad rates, and more. Again, the number, 516-295-1511. Insert your product, event, or service here. Every Saturday night at 7:30, right here on WGBB, it's Joe Salzone Live. Tell us about it, Joe.
Well, Dave, it's a half-hour, fast-paced glimpse at the world we live in.
Joe Salzone brings his old-fashioned conservative views, along with his desire to hear all viewpoints, to the airwaves each week. It's a one-of-a-kind show that you'll hear only on Long Island's news and information leader,
1240 AM WGBB,
the station that serves your community.
Silent night, We get pompous and religious with great ornaments and great, great facades. But how many silent nights do we have in denying Jesus Christ the other 363 days of the year? How many times to those of us who put on false tears and profess the kind of reverence on one day are hypocrites, right in his name, professing his name, fornicating with children, fornicating with young girls, and professing his name. A hatred of races, a secondary class and a thirdary class. And yet, we put on our best faces on one silent night of the year. But our silent nights in professing Jesus Christ's name every day of the year, in the shame of mentioning the name of Jesus Christ in public because our friends won't like it, our business friends may deny us. It's not chic to mention the name of Jesus Christ. So we mention God and we mention Lord, but we're really silent to his ways. We're really silent. We have silent nights every day of our lives, except for Christmas Eve. Oh, ye hypocrites. Oh, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Sing the song first. To his deeds, silent night. Oh.
Before Christmas, and throughout the U.S., all the people were wondering, how'd we get in this mess? The priests were well hung as they chased after lads. The truth smelt like dung, thanks to uncounted chads. Stockbrokers quivered and prayed they'd rally. Al-Qaeda delivered a raid on Bali. Apartment dwellers all faced a hike in the rent. The unemployed rose up to 6%. Industrial waste poisoned people and flowers, and so did the corpse dust that was the Twin Towers. With terrorist cells the feds can't detect, and a fool in the White House we didn't elect. With militant Muslims and snipers and cars, the best we can do is no smoking in bars. Tycho's in the toilet, Enron's on its back, we can't fly United and goodbye Amtrak. So Rumsfeld and Cheney curtailed civil liberty, and guns filled the church of the Holy Nativity. When, up from the media, came such distraction of J-Lo, Winona, and Dad Michael Jackson. On hypocrites, on frauds, on vile CEOs, down 401k, that's just how it goes. No health care, no clean air, more homeless, more taxes, enough nukes in Yemen to tilt the world's axis. There isn't a Santa Claus, there isn't a Jesus, but there's anthrax and smallpox and other diseases. With crime going up and New York still in shock, all the White House can do is point at Iraq. Our soldiers are ready, they sent the first waves. Let's hope we don't have to dig too many graves. So we all grit our teeth in the holiday frost. Merry Christmas to all. 2002, get lost. If you're a big fan of Dave's Gone By, and I know I am, why not join the Bystanders, the official Dave's Gone By fan club? Because you can receive a bi-monthly newsletter, get a weekly special email, an autographed membership card, eligible for discounts on show merchandise and local businesses, receive a one-hour best-of audio tape, including favorite moments from the show, and maybe even stuff we couldn't put on the radio. All this for just $10. For the newsletter, the discounts, the email, and the collector's item audio tape, it's a great deal. And if you join before March 31st, we'll throw in a signed picture of the host. Just make a $10 check or money order payable to Total Theater and send it to Total Theater, Box 62, that's 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. You can also join via PayPal to the email address davesgoneby@aol.com. That's davesgoneby@aol.com.
Get down with the...
You know you got to get right with God.
By request, Steve Earle, the title track from his latest Jerusalem. In the face of endless tragedy, quite lovely optimism there. Whether it's mere idealism remains to be seen. Still, as the music critic for PopMatters.com put it, quote, "Every time I hear the last bars of the title track, I'm reminded of a line by poet Percy Bysshe Shelley, 'If winter comes, can spring be far behind?' And a little spring in the step of Lucinda Williams there, Get Right With God, from Essence, probably her best album since the breakthrough Sweet Old World. And it's almost time for me to vacate the Sweet Old World of WGBB this week. Hope you enjoyed the holiday show. If you'd like to see a playlist for the songs on this and previous shows, just check our website, hometown.aol.com/Dave's Gone By. The site has photos, archives, how to buy tapes of earlier programs, and if you want to advertise or become a club member, that's there too. Can't remember the URL? Just do a Google search for Dave's Gone By, and we're right up top. Joyeux Noël to station manager Joey, engineer Paul, engineer Joe, whose own show is on Saturday nights at 7:30, and want to let you know that Don Luce's program, Entertainment Long Island, will be on next Saturday, December 28th, new time slot, 5 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, although he'll also have one more show on Sunday, December 29th, that'll be at 10 p.m., and his guest will be the keeper of the flame of the roaring 20s and early 30s jazz music, Mr. Vince Giordano. And I want to say congratulations to my assistant and wife, Joyce Weil, on passing her comps, and FU to Fordham University for making it such an ordeal. And now, before we go by, one last song for the season, a nostalgic look back at the first 3 months of Dave's Gone By, old Yule style. On the first night of Dave's Gone By, Dave gave to thee news gone by and the world weird web about Shudi. Oh, Shaldobalabashraw. On the second night of Dave's Gone By, Dave gave to thee a tirade about smoking, sound effects, and choking at 11 to midnight on GBB. On the third night of Dave's Gone By, Dave gave to thee the Puff Sullivan letter, angry like a guy, and a critique of Say Goodnight Gracie. On the fourth night of Dave's Gone By, Dave gave to Veen pre-tampered yummies, actress Karen Young, jokes about Verizon, and a bunch of goodies tied to Halloween. On the fifth night of Dave's Gone By, Dave gave to the Giving Chimp a review of Moving Out, Crooked Politicians, La Ruche on the Web, and Peter Pumpkinhead by XTC. On the sixth night of Dave's Gone By, WGBB gave Dave a new time slot. He played William Finn, also Lonnie Donegan, and the hippie Donovan, even Homer Simpson, and old Coco, the poet chimpanzee. On the seventh night of Dave's Gone By, Dave gave to thee Osama bin Laden, good old Bobby Dylan, alert Pillarm, a Warren Zevon tribute, rock throwing in India in the Chinwara district of Madhya Pradesh, eating sushi naked, and a new commuter tax for you and me. On the eighth night of Dave's Gone By was quite a joyful spree. Rabbi Solomon hosted, he lit the candles, he played the dreidel, he played Adam Sandler, and a little klezmer bitched about the Arabs and Bobby Fischer, plus a poem on pedophile Pee-wee. On the ninth day of Dave's Gone By, Dave gave to thee Trees by Joyce Kilmer, Tuesdays with Maury, My Old Lady, Wilson's Book of Days, Dead, Kurt Cobain, a bit by Woody Allen, sponsorship info, two insurance sketches, and a psychic hotline like TV. On the tenth night of Dave's Gone By, Dave gave to thee Steve Herbst the Whistler. He did Stevie Wonder, Sondheim, and Led Zeppelin, and Bruce Springsteen. Drugged out Whitney Houston, Kissinger's back, Dave's name on a urinal, and a poem on cable vision fees. On the 11th night of Dave's Gone By, Dave gave to thee Trent, Lott's apology, critic Charlie Gross, music by Frank Zappa, United Airlines, MTA strike, two killer pit bulls, scientist who burned his penis, right-wing Joe Salzone, Bush and the economy, Bloomberg on a bike, and the man of La Mancha on CD. Oh, the 12th night of Dave's Gone By was full of songs and joy, 'cause the past 11 weeks I've been able to annoy gospel-seeking listeners, those who worship Elvis, those who loathe Neil Young, Republicans, pro-Palestinians, born-again Christians, self-hating Jews, all my engineers, people who hate theater, people who love theater, LI Cablevision, and the people who don't want me to be me. But it's all I can be. So happy holidays, everybody. I want to say see you next week. This is Dave Lefkowitz for the Dave's Gone By Show, wishing you good night, wishing you glad tidings, and gone by.
Listening to Dave's Gone By with David Lefkowitz on 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community.
Thank you.